Good morning, everyone. Welcome. A little rainy, a little cool. Christmas is done, and many of you, I'm sure, are kind of both taking a deep breath, and some of the work schedules will continue next week. We'll be preparing for the new year, and technically, this is our last Sunday of 2024. Next Sunday, we'll be embarking on 2025, a new year. We have Sheila joining us next week, and she'll be with us for 3 weeks in January. We're not sure of the 19th, but she may not, but we at least have her for 3 weeks playing. So we'll be enjoying some traditional hymns. Everything's there. I posted the bulletin. I posted the newsletter, calendar. All of the information is there. Wednesday night, we will not be here. We'll celebrate New Year's Eve, or is that New Year's Day? New Year's Eve, probably. So we'll be celebrating, and we'll be back joining you next Wednesday for our regular Bible study, and we're going to enjoy a nice meal there. But lots of things going on. Just kind of glad that you're with us, glad you're taking the time. We're going to open up with a contemporary song and move right into our message this morning, which is coming from Jeremiah chapter 31. Just an interesting passage God laid on my heart. And then at 11 o'clock, we're going to be looking at Isaiah, talking about the good news, the feet of those who bring good news. But for now, we're glad you're with us, and I trust our technology will work as well as it can. And I pray that if you cannot catch it all, maybe later you can catch it, all of this sermon, all of the information. If not, it will be on our webpage, BethanyChurchOfGod.org, and it will be under MP3, and you can at least listen to the entire service, morning and our late service on MP3. So thank you for joining us. Thank you for your support. Keep praying for Bethany. If you're able to support us with finances, great, but pray for us. That's more important for us, that we join together in the power of prayer. Let's begin with a word of song, and then we'll celebrate an opening prayer.
My chest, and when I'm underneath the waves.
that I am a child of the mountain mover. You are faithful still. You have closed the mouths of bigger lions, walked even beside the giants. Father, you are faithful. And God, we are grateful that you have been faithful to us through all situations. Father, through this Advent season, we have seen you, we have experienced you, we have felt your presence, and know that you are greater still. And you are still faithful, God, to us. And we thank you that Bethany is a place, God, where we can still carry out the Word of God. That you, God, through the people here and the working of what we do, God, you are still faithful to us. And we pray that you'll continue to show up in a big way, God, for the people here, for the people watching. Father, it is a rainy, cool day, a day in which, God, I'm sure many would love to just stay in bed, chill out, and just relax. It's been a busy week, and Father, I just pray that you'll bless them today, that if they're watching, if they're out working, whatever they're doing, God, for my buddy who's way in Guatemala fishing, God bless him. Father, for our families that are in Tennessee, bless them. For our people of God and all the way in Kenya, Father, I pray that you'll bless Pastor Salim and his flock, and that you'll bless all those around us and those watching. And we'll thank you and praise you in your holy name, I pray. Amen. Amen. I celebrate this word today. Jeremiah speaking. The prophet is speaking to the people of Judah and Israel. And he says to them in verse 31 of chapter 31, "The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah." Keep that thought in mind as we move further into verse 33. He said, "This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel after that time." So I want you to pay attention to the fact that the days are coming, and after that time, declares the Lord, "I will put my laws in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbors or say to one another, 'Know the Lord,' because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest." May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. As we explore this topic of this new covenant, and as we explore this topic of the days coming and after that time, so we'll acknowledge that. We'll break that down a little bit better as we get into that scripture. But for our prayer time today, we have a multitude of needs. I talked to Kathy yesterday, and she's going through some tests, and she's back in the hospital. So we want to keep Kathy and Steve in our prayers. Deborah, who's with her sister, Nidra, they need our prayers. We want to continue to lift up the needs of our church. Roxanne, who is recovering. Charlotte, who is at home. Suzanne, who was with us Christmas Eve, but we want to continue to pray for her. And the multitude of needs that come before us. The Burbage family and the loss of Lee's sister. Just a multitude of things that are in our bulletins that we want to pray. Pray for God's anointing this morning. Pray for our sister churches around our area. Pray for the pastors and leaders in Sterling Heights and the coming areas. But pray God will anoint the church today, that 2025, as we close 2024 and look forward to 2025, that God's anointing will be upon the people of God far and near. I pray for my brother Pastor Salim in Kenya. I pray for the Pentecostal church in Bungoma. And I just pray for the people all over our great land that God will anoint them. 2025 will be a good year. And this message will include some of that anointing. So we're grateful, but we want to continue to lift up the church and lift up the needs of the body. Before we do that, we're going to celebrate in a song, and then we'll pray together. Thank you. by financial pressures, maybe the loss of a loved one, maybe anger and hate and evil. Father, maybe the enemy is attacking someone today. God, I just pray that you will break forth and you will pour forth, and you will break the holds that are on their lives, that you will pour forth into their life. Father, whatever they're experiencing, Father, maybe it's an overwhelming feeling of sense that Christmas is done and now what? God, I just pray that in the name of Jesus, that you will move among the people of God. That for every person watching, Father, for every place where they're at, whether they're on a boat, whether they're in their house, whether they're in a chair, whether they're at the kitchen table, whether they're at work, God, whatever they are doing, God, I speak the name of Jesus over the people. Father, I envision people from as far as Kenya to Sterling Heights, throughout this great city, this state, and this nation. I see people, God, gathering to speak the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for your power on their life today. I pray that you will pour forth into them, that you will bring healing and restoration. Where the enemy wants to attack, there is a bridge of protection, Father, and the Holy Spirit's power on their life. Father, I pray for those who are lonely and isolated, God, that you will bring a presence about them this morning. For those that are speaking healing, God, I pray that you will touch their body. For Kathy and Suzanne and Deborah's sister Nidra, and for the Brecks and the multitude of people we pray for daily, for Roxanne, God, that you will pour forth your healing power into their life today. Father, I pray for the people that will gather at church this morning, that God, the name of Jesus will be what we speak for. And God, when technology is not our favorite friend, we're just going to shout it from the rafters, shout it from the mountaintops, and shout the name of Jesus. We're going to be the messengers of the good news. God, we're going to thank you for the covenant that you have given to us, not only now, but in a time coming. God, that you will bless it to your people today. Father, we pray for your power, your healing, your love, and your grace. And I pray for forgiveness, Father. If we have failed or fallen short of your glory today, God, that you will bless your people. Father, I thank you for this word that you've given to us. We carry it, Father. We celebrate it, and we ask your blessings upon it. For this we pray in the power of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, Jeremiah is bringing a prophecy, and he said, the days are coming, and he said, after that time. Well, we have several things that Jeremiah is talking about. Number one is the people of God have been held captive. And Jeremiah is bringing a word of restoration to them. And he said the days are coming when God's going to make a new covenant. That day coming was what we just celebrated in Advent, in the coming of the new Messiah. This covenant doesn't change the old covenant. It's a new covenant. The new covenant was given to us because of a baby born in a manger. Baby born in Bethlehem would change the course of things, and that baby would bring that new covenant to us. It's the same covenant when Jesus sat down with them and he broke the bread and he poured the cup and he said, this is the new covenant. His body and blood was given for us. Jeremiah is prophesying of the day coming. He knew there would be a new Messiah coming, and that name would be Jesus. But then he said a little bit later, after that time, declares the Lord, I'll put my laws in their minds, write it on their hearts, I'll be their God, and they will be my people. Now bear in mind, after the time of captivity and the time of restoration, God's going to restore the people of Israel and Judah. He's going to write their laws on their hearts, and we have this new idea now. From the beginning of Genesis all the way up until Jeremiah's prophecy, we've heard about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now we have this idea that Jeremiah is prophesying no longer will they be a God just for the people of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We have this idea now that Jesus, the one coming after the time and the days coming, it says they no longer will teach their neighbor or say to one another, know the Lord, because they will all know me. Well, we have this idea that Jesus has come onto the scene, the kingdom of God is at hand, and the prophecy of Jesus. He brings to them healing and salvation. The Holy Spirit is present, the anointing of the Holy Spirit on his life, and after the life of Jesus, there is a future time coming that Jeremiah prophesies much later in history. We have not arrived at that time yet, but there is going to come a time where every person will know him. Whether they accept him or not, that becomes the question. But Jeremiah is teaching us that there's going to come another future time, and that time is the second coming of Christ and the restoration of all things and the restoring of Mount Zion, the restoration of God's people, the future time when the enemy has been destroyed and God's revelation will come to all people, and there'll be a time where they will know him. Well, the scripture says that every knee will bow, every tongue will confess on earth, in the earth, and above the earth that Jesus Christ is Lord. And that is that future time, that time coming that everyone will have an opportunity to know him. Well, why wait? Jeremiah has already prophesied of a day coming. We've celebrated Advent. We've celebrated the birth of Jesus. And he said after that time, God's going to put his law, write it on their hearts, and he's going to be their God. Why wait? Why wait to see what will transpire? Why wait to see what they've gone through? We've already seen the prophecy that the children of Israel and Judah have been restored. They've gone back and the temple was rebuilt. We've already seen the time of the prophets telling about a Messiah coming. We've already seen the birth. We've already testified of the facts that it took place. We've already know that there is going to come a time also when we'll celebrate his death and resurrection. That has already transpired. Now, why wait? Why wait for the future time when everyone's going to know him? Take the opportunity. Close out 2024. Close it out with knowing him. Let him write his law on your heart and on your mind.